As we walk among the fields of rosemary and daffodils, holding fast to notions grand, grateful to be here.
This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know what the show before me is called, because the first time I'm seeing it. What's it called?
It's Not That Deep.
Thank you, It's Not That Deep. I'm sure it was a great show. I caught the tail end of it. My first time running into them in the studio. And today, it's just me, because Elia is in Berkeley, California, visiting her friends, having so much fun. Justice couldn't wake up early enough either. But maybe he'll guest star again at some other point. We don't have that many shows left in the semester, which is sad. I know I'll be here next week for Thanksgiving. I'm the only person in my household sticking around for Thanksgiving. So we'll have a show then. But otherwise, I'm going to play some, because it's just me today, I'm going to play some jazz, I'm going to play some bossa nova, I'm going to play some sprinklings of indie, what do I have here, Elliot Smith, oh, I have some Erykah Badu too. Okay, we'll see where this goes, we'll start off smooth though.
Yeah, ooh, oh, ba-la-la, oh, ba-la-la, uma canção. Quem ouvir, oh, ba-la-la, terá feliz o coração, o amor encontrará. Ouvindo esta canção, alguém compreenderá seu coração. Venha ouvir o balalá, o balalá, esta canção. pensar. Quem ouvir o balalá terá feliz o coração.
O amor encontrará, ouvindo esta canção, alguém compreenderá
seu coração.
Esta canção, balalá,
o balalá,
o balalá,
o balalá, o balalá, o balalá, o balalá, o balalá.
And untimely and far off. that morning glory. Yeah, I've seen it.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was The Breakdown by People Under the Stairs. Before that, we had Morning Glory by Jamiroquai. Wasn't going to play that song originally, as I was working with my music library, kind of manipulating it, seeing what songs I wanted to play next, what my cue was going to be. I was somehow reminded of that song. It's so groovy, you know? It's a little cheesy, as is typical for him. But, love it. I like Jamiroquai a lot, actually. I saw him 1 year at Coachella, actually. And I was younger, and I had no idea who he was, or his, whatever, like, musical significance. And it was in the evening time, and I went into one of the smaller tents, kind of on the outskirts of the, festival premises. And it was a party. Granted, there were definitely some old, like, it was a bit of an older crowd. No shade. But it was awesome. Everybody was dancing up a storm. The light show was insane, as were the VJing, like, visual DJing graphics on stage. I was blown away. I thought to myself, what? Who is this guy? He was wearing, like, this crazy silver mask. It was a spectacle. I think my mom actually was at Coachella that year, too. I don't know if she came with me to Jamiroquai or if I met up with her afterwards, but I was like, Mom, there's this crazy guy playing this the best dance music I've ever heard, and everyone's getting down, and I'm, like, the youngest person here. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm surprised you've just discovered him. And then I remember listening to his music on the way back home, back to Los Angeles. So that's my story with that. Then we had Oh Ba La La by Joao. Who else? Joao Gilberto. A classic. And it's so smooth. It's so dreamlike. I feel like I'm collecting just a little mini arsenal of these dreamlike, euphoric, melodic tunes that are all like 2 minutes long. Like, I had that song, Mexican Dream. The artist is really popular now, actually, because some of his music is on TikTok, but he was a filmic composer, blanking on his name, but that's, like, another dreamy go-to that I'll play here sometimes. Just great intro music, great transitional music. I like to set that mood. And then the People Under the Stairs song, The Breakdown. So Justice first showed me People Under the Stairs, and I was into it. Definitely was into it, but recently, for whatever reason, I've just been listening to them a lot. I think it's because I took up playing the bass, and there's a lot of really good bass lines in their music, which is deceptively complex. I showed my music teacher, I was like trying to learn a bass line, which is hard for me to play because I just started from the LA song. And my teacher, who's like a Berklee professor, whatever, virtuoso, in my eyes, was like, this is really kind of hard. Oh my God. It's great. So yeah, their music is awesome. And I don't get to play much rap or hip hop on air on this program because we are at 7 a.m. So we can't play anything explicit, right? And they have a lot of awesome music that doesn't use curse words or any kind of profanity and is not, you know, misogynistic in any way, which is obviously a plus. So yeah, that song's great, The Breakdown. I think I'm gonna move forward with some neo jazz and we'll see where we go from there. So a couple songs. I'm going to play an Alphamist song called Runs Out. Then I'll probably play a popular Bad Bad Not Good song, Love Proceeding, off one of their most recent albums, EPs perhaps. I don't know. We'll start there and then move on to a little bit of indie, a little bit of Spanish guitar maybe. We'll see how we're feeling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fantastic. That was Love Proceeding by Bad Bad Not Good. And as I've said before, what did I play before that? Oh, I played Alphamist Run Out, I believe. Yeah, Bad Bad Not Good has a really good bassist as well. But listeners probably already know that. Chester Hansen, they're a Canadian group. I've seen them a few times. Really, really, really good. So if you get the chance to see them play, you should. They're classically trained, I think, like in terms of being at like a classical music institution. And they formed a music school. Super fun. I've been looking forward to their stuff for years and have been very satisfied with everything that has come out. Super fun. I think it is now time for me to read a PSA, and then we'll do a little bit of a switch up. I haven't read this PSA before, so this is new. I'm excited. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for one-third of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. Okay, that's really important. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, where small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, there you have it. That was frightening. I do not have a space heater in my room. My home has, we use central heating in my home, which is nice, but it's also really just above and beyond hot. Like, I'll be freezing in the night, shivering, like wanting to cry, and then we'll turn on the heat for the evening and I'll wake up in a sweat, like just absolutely distressed. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. The space heater sounds a little dangerous too. But then again, I am also somebody to light candles in my room and then forget to blow them out. Like, on numerous occasions, my roommates who, you know, like go in my room to borrow clothes, whatever, will be like, "Sophia, I just had to blow out your candle for you. I forgot to turn off the oven one time." Anyway, I get that it happens, but after that happens, I'm usually a little shaken up. I'm like, could have burned the place down. But now that we have that PSA, hopefully we can be more mindful of that. Both me and my listeners, my little switch up is going to be to maybe some indie. I have a couple more jazz songs as well, jazz influenced. You know the drill. And I've been listening also to, like, I've been circling back to Elliott Smith lately. I have. When I graduated high school, one of the parents of a student in my class was in the film industry. I forget his exact role. Whenever he was, like, a creative, I want to say, like, cinematography type of role, director of photography type of role. Anyway, so he filmed all of the kids and interviewed them on tape our senior year of high school. And he had done that when all of these students were in, like, kindergarten as well. So he had this video archive of footage from the students from when they were, like, 5 years old up until they were 18. And, of course, I came to the school when I was 15, so I didn't have all that old footage. But they interviewed me when I was a senior, and one of the questions was, "Who are your favorite musical artists?" And I said, I remember this, because I was like, oh my god, I was wearing, like, a black turtleneck. And I thought to myself, "Range, Sophia, you really have to tell the people who you are." Like, it mattered a lot in this video. But I was like, you know what? I probably listen to the most Elliott Smith, which is a little dark. He kind of was like, ooh. And Nicki Minaj. So, yeah, tried to provide some range. And then I remember him telling me that his daughter, who was my friend, when she was born, the moment she was born in the hospital, on the whatever, like, speakers, radio in the hospital, Elliott Smith was playing. And that's Harper, my friend Harper, who goes to Harvard. Haven't talked to her in a while. But this reminds me of her. So I'm going to play an Elliott Smith song off Figure Eight called Can't Make a Sound.
I have become a silent movie. The hero killed the clown. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Nobody knows what he's doing. Still hanging around. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. The slow motion moves me. The monologue means nothing to me.
Can't even keep up with some of these transitions. That song is absolutely incredible. But before I played it, I think you probably heard another song sneak in there. Because I was not doing my job and staying on top of the queue. But that was Zanzibar by Rosinha de Valenca. Just an absolutely incredible Brazilian artist. Like one of the best Brazilian guitarists of all time, as she is known. She was self-taught. Died early 21st century, but has played with a lot of greats, as we might know them, like Stan Getz and Sarah Vaughan, the jazz vocalist, and many more. But that entire album, what's that album called? Forget. Okay, here it is. It's Violão em Primeiro Plano. Violão? Yeah. Violão em Primeiro Plano. Not pronouncing that correctly. Wish I could read Portuguese. 1971, RCA Records label. And every song is just a hit. Every song is stunning. Before her, I played Can't Make a Sound by Elliott Smith, and then right after that, as I was saying, another Elliott Smith song stuck in there that I really, really want to play. For some reason, I've convinced myself that playing multiple songs by the same artist on a show is, you know, like, kind of a waste of airtime, because I should be providing a, you know, greater breadth of music. But you know what? I'm gonna do it, because it is just another great track. And we don't have much time left, about 10 minutes. So I'm thinking 2, maybe 3 more songs, because I have some short ones. I think I'll start us off with some Jacob Pastorius, then hit Elliott Smith again, and I think we'll end with something mellow, maybe a bookend with another João Gilberto song. A jazz standard. Maybe Body and Soul, or maybe, what was I thinking? A Velvet Underground, Candy says. So we'll roll the dice and we'll see what comes next. Thank you.
never really had a problem because of leaving. But everything reminds me of her this evening. So if I seem a little out of it, sorry. Why should I lie? Everything reminds me of her. Spinning the earth and pale, the silhouette of the sun on the steeple. And I gotta hear the same sermon all the time now from you people. Why are you staring into outer space, crying? Just because you came across it and lost it, everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her.
Didn't mean to butt in after that song. It made me cry, as it always does. I wish I had, like, the musical vocabulary to be able to identify exactly what is so moving about his instrumentation. So if people have more knowledge of that, I would love to have a discussion about it. We're about to wrap up, so I'm going to play one more short song, I think a little something happier, so we will do Maria Ningame, and then maybe a final song, and we'll close out. All right.
Pode ser que haja uma melhor, pode ser que haja uma pior, muito bem. Mas igual a Maria que eu tenho no mundo inteirinho, igualzinha não tem. Maria ninguém, é Maria meu bem. Se eu não sou João de nada, Maria que é minha, é Maria ninguém. Maria ninguém, é Maria como as outras também. Só que tem que ainda é melhor do que muita Maria que há por aí. Marias tão frias, cheias de manias, Marias vazias pro nome que tem. Maria ninguém, é um dom que muito homem não tem. Já visto quanta gente que chama Maria e Maria não vem. Maria ninguém, é Maria meu bem. Eu não sou João de nada, Maria que é minha, Maria ninguém. Maria ninguém, é um dom que quanto o homem não tem. Haja visto quanta gente que chama Maria e Maria não vem. Maria ninguém, é Maria e é Maria, meu bem. Se eu não sou João de nada, Maria que é minha, é Maria ninguém.
I sign off really quickly and then we'll get back to the song. But this has been Questionable Figures and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Our next show is here. It's been a great time. See you next Thursday at 7 a.m.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.